This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
It's time for Thriller Thursdays here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator. From fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
I have just concluded my meeting with the IDF. By a narrow margin, we have enacted the Muncie Act.
And what's this Muncie Act?
Well, it's similar to your Patriot Act.
What it really means is that we'll get harassed by the feds and business will grind to a halt.
Sheena, what in the crawl is this place?
Grab a shopping cart, Captain. This is the main supply depot warehouse for this entire sector. Slot 16, yes!
Looks like their inventory's wrong. Looks like they only have two now.
It's going to take me at least 20 minutes to get this module installed.
I didn't have a clue that Wagner was dirty.
What's his status now?
I'm sure Simon told you that we had Wagner arrested.
John, how am I going to explain my absence to Kelly?
And Kate, you can help us with your insight on your sister. It would probably be easier if you were the one to break the news to her.
So, what are we going to do about Daddy? How's he going to explain the last 5 years?
How do you feel about going to a Turkish prison?
You think she'll buy that?
If she doesn't, we might have to introduce her to the Roosevelt.
My stip?
And now, episode 53, Regroup.
John, you can't be serious. It was a little funny when Nate joked about it, but show Kelly the stip?
Well, your other daughters seem to adapt to it rather well.
Kelly and I aren't exactly alike. I'm with Dad on this one.
Just a thought. It certainly would make life easier. So I suppose we're back to the Turkish prison?
If Dad had been in a Turkish prison, don't you think we would have known about it?
Not necessarily. We can lay the groundwork for an elaborate ruse. Horace Hawk was not assigned to Heidelberg for a conference on DNA analysis, but to gather intelligence on a man suspected of human trafficking. His trip was a guise to allow him to investigate our suspect.
Wait a minute. Why would a Baltimore police officer go to Germany to investigate human trafficking?
Well, I am fluent in German.
And you have a degree in biology.
Daddy, you never worked a day in your life in biology. You always said that getting a degree was just a means of getting your commission. Kelly knows that.
How about this? I was working a case that involved human trafficking. The trail led to Heidelberg.
Which crossed paths with a federal investigation. Someone from the department was to be slated to attend the conference, and since your dad was fluent in German...
And working the same case as the feds, I was selected to go. And since it was highly classified, you two weren't told the real reason.
Okay, that might be convincing. But how do you end up in a Turkish prison?
Yeah, how did I end up in a Turkish prison?
And if the government knew about it, why would he be left to waste away for years? 5 years, and not let us know he was still alive.
How about this? You discovered that the suspect worked out of Istanbul. He used DNA genealogy research to find his victims. Through extensive family questionnaires, he could determine who would not be missed. He could single out parentless men and women and abduct them into slave trade.
You know, you're scary sometimes.
So, I follow this person of interest to Istanbul. He makes me, and through his underground contacts, gets me arrested.
Not notifying our government.
So Kelly and I would only know that he was missing.
And because of the sensitive nature of the investigation, his real reason for travel remained a secret.
You know Kelly is a paralegal. A few inquiries and your whole story falls apart.
We have enough people in the right places to steer her in the wrong direction, should she start making inquiries. Horace, you do know what this means.
I'll need to make sure my passport is in order. I'm taking a trip to Istanbul.
You're not actually going to put him into a Turkish prison.
No, he needs to be there when our federal agents in the CIA announce he's been found.
And you do realize that this would be major news. And when it breaks, the Turkish authorities will deny the story.
Which would be normal, since he would have been a political prisoner and an embarrassment to the Turkish government. Or I could still do what your friend Nathaniel suggested and tell Kelly the truth.
Well, Daddy, I guess you're going to Turkey.
Agent Barnes, how good to see you. Welcome back to Boldemar. How may I assist you?
Hey, do I still have my old room?
But of course. Everything should be as you left it, sir. May I assume you'll be staying to finish your rehab, Agent Barnes?
Well, if all goes to plan, I'll be done soon and can continue with my service training.
And what of Agent Kate Hawk?
I believe they're gonna finish her training back home. So, you know, she might come back here for some advanced stuff. But most of it would be done there.
And Agent Horace Hawk?
Now that I don't know, Malcolm. I don't think he's really made up his mind. He says he wants to retire, but, you know, deep down, I think he wants justice. Listen, you pretty much have your finger on the pulse of things around here.
I beg your pardon, sir?
I mean, you pretty much know who comes and goes, right?
Students, instructors, and VIPs, yes. But not everyone.
Like, military attachments?
I take it that Agent Barnes is back to being a detective.
Yes, he is, Malcolm. It bothers me that Rage could have a dozen men here working right under everybody's nose and go undetected. These guys have to be fed and housed. Who does that?
Billeting for military personnel is part of base housing. One moment, please. Here you are, sir. A Miss Lynn Tyler is the point of contact for base housing. But I doubt you'll learn much, Agent Barnes. You do realize that base police are fully investigating this incident, and I've already questioned everyone you plan to question.
Yes, I do, Malcolm. But I don't think getting a different perspective will hurt, though.
I'll give Miss Tyler a courtesy call, so she'll know to expect you. She's quite nice. She's from your planet. Although, I'm not sure which one. Would there be anything else, Agent Barnes?
Ah, no, thank you, Malcolm. You've been a great help.
Very well, sir. Enjoy your stay.
Well, 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 look what the cat dragged in.
Hey, Mac. Were you able to hold down the fort while I was gone?
Yeah, rookie. We were somehow able to manage without you. So, how was parade detail?
Actually, I ended up not going to the parade. We got a report about some unusual activity at the dump site near the motorcade route. So I was out there.
So you've been in a garbage pit for the last 2 days?
Partly. Once we got that area cleared, I was assigned to an area near the hotel where dignitaries stayed and conducted security checks.
Security checks? Yeah. Rookie, that's a good one.
Okay, you got me, Mac. I actually went into deep space, led a rescue mission, and stopped an evil alien villain from invading Earth while rescuing a damsel in distress.
Okay, now that's more convincing.
So, have you heard anything from Jim or Kate?
First name basis, are we? No, I haven't. I suspect Barnsey is busy with his rehab and Kate with her familiarization course at Homeland.
So I guess we're pretty short-handed around here.
The department is reassigning one detective to here, and we're getting a newly appointed detective, too.
So, a fence hopper and a newbie? Great. What about you?
What about me?
I thought you were up for detective.
I am. I have the bachelor's degree completed, and I've taken the test. I hope to soon start some training classes. Then I wait for an opening.
Like we have now.
All in due time, Nelson. All in due time.
Welcome back, Officer Nelson.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mac, it's time we get you more involved in fieldwork. I want you to accompany Detective Hernandez to investigate a suspicious fire on North Charles Street. I know you have a lot of experience with Hawk and Barnes, but this time, you'll be part of the investigation, not just a uniform assisting.
Thank you, Captain. I'll do my best.
I expect nothing less. Hernandez has been briefed and will be waiting for you in the motor pool.
Good luck, Mac.
Thanks, and welcome back, rookie.
So, Captain, any chance I'll get into the field?
I need you here. Detective Hawk left her case files with some notes. Hernandez will be following up on them. I want you to make sure all the files are in order and that any supporting documents she's referred to are attached.
Yes, ma'am.
Not to worry, Nelson. You need a lot more experience in the field. It'll happen soon enough.
Thank you, ma'am. More field experience, just what I need.
Agent Hawk, I never had a chance to congratulate you. Welcome to Homeland Security.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'm supposed to report to you. Do I need to set up an appointment with the new director?
Interim Director Lane is getting an in-briefing now. I can set you up an appointment for you once I know his itinerary.
If it's really needed. You have my number, right?
Yes, right here.
I'm just curious. What happened to Director Wagner? Was it his health? I mean, I only heard that as a rumor.
It's true. Evidently, he was having some health issues none of us were aware of. He had to resign unexpectedly. It was a shock to all of us.
Yes. When I heard the rumor about his little secret, I was shocked too. Now, what can you tell me about his replacement?
Interim Director Lane was the assistant director, but I'm not sure if he'll be the full-time director.
Why is that?
He had already put in for retirement.
Oh, how interesting. So he may not be here for very long.
With the recent terrorist activities, I'm sure appointing a permanent director is top priority. Would you still like to meet with Interim Director Lane?
Perhaps it's best if I wait. I've got some intensive training still ahead of me.
I processed your application. You have some impressive credentials, Agent Hawk. A degree in Asian culture. You speak Mandarin. You have several credit hours in criminal investigation. And according to your NDPC file, you've completed an advanced tactics and weapons familiarization course.
NDPC?
Oh, that's the National Domestic Preparedness Consortium. They handle all the training.
I think the biggest thing I need to learn is a whole new set of acronyms.
You'll be a part of HSI, Homeland Security Investigations Division, which of course is part of ICE.
Now that one I know. I think the first thing I should do is find a glossary of terms.
You'll get used to it, Agent Hawk. We all had to learn them. I imagine you had a few in your last job. What was it?
The SIS.
Now see, you got me with that one. So, let's get you started. Take this packet down to room 262, and they'll get you started on your next phase of training.
You know, when I finished college, I thought, finally, no more school.
It never ends. Good luck, Agent Hawk. I'll be in touch with Interim Director Lane if he needs to see you.
Thanks, Jennifer. See you around campus.
May I help you?
Hi, I'm Agent Jim Bonds. I'm looking for a Miss Lynn Tyler.
That's me. Could you please sign in, Agent Barnes? The time is 14:02.
Ah, customer service record. I see your planet does Schedule X too.
I beg your pardon?
Well, you know, Schedule X, it's a manpower survey. If somebody comes in looking for directions, you make them fill out a chart so you can have a record of customer service. You know, to justify the number of people in your office to the higher-ups.
Oh, you must have prior service, Agent Barnes.
Yeah, U.S. Army.
U.S.? So we're neighbors. Now, what can I do for you, Agent Barnes?
Please, Jim. I'm looking into the Dirty Dozen.
You mean the 12 Rage Sleepers? Base security has already been here.
I know, but I'm conducting a separate investigation.
I see. Under whose authority?
Mine?
Agent, I mean, Jim, that's really not the right authority.
Listen, may I call you Lynn?
Well, I guess, since we're neighbors.
Lynn Silver, my friends and my former police partner, were captured by their boss. Now, this is a personal matter to me. Knowing how these guys got here will help me better understand how they operate.
It's like I told base security. I really don't know anything about them. They were here TDY and housed in the BEQ.
So if they were here for a temporary duty assignment, and they were housed in the bachelor quarters, it must have been for less than a year.
They were here for our 9-month training cycle. They were assigned as Op 4 forces.
How ironic. They came here to play opposing forces, and they really were. Who was the commander?
Let's see. For this cycle, it was Lieutenant Salam.
Where can I find a Salam guy?
In the post stockade.
What's the charge?
Suspicion of aiding and abetting the enemy. But from what I understand, the case is weak.
I don't suppose you know if I could get in to see him and maybe ask him a few questions.
I doubt it. This is a high-profile case. His attorney probably wouldn't allow it.
Now, were all these guys from the same planet?
On paper, they were Phillians. But from what I've been told, they were actually Hongans.
Hongans? Listen, was one of them a really big guy with a tattooed face and what looked like dragon claws around his neck?
Oh, I remember him. He was a rather obnoxious flirt. He really made me feel uncomfortable. How do you know him?
He and a bunch of his cronies gave my partner a hard time at Scully's bar. They were all drunked up. I thought they were mercenaries on the way through port. They claimed to be Hongans, which, in retrospect, is odd if they were here undercover as Phillians.
According to their paperwork, they were from Phillian. From what I understand about Hongans, they're crude and not too intelligent. I suppose alcohol makes them even dumber. Does it make a big difference whether they're Hongans or Phillians?
Well, if it wasn't for the help of two Phillian friends of mine, we wouldn't have been able to rescue my partner and our controller. I'd hate to think those guys were Phillians.
That was you? I heard about that.
Well, me and a squad of space marines. Lynn, I can't thank you enough. You've been a great help. If I need anything else, can I call on you?
Oh, certainly, as long as you sign in.
Lord Zokar, you summoned me?
Your men did a superb job in the Boldabar raid.
Thank you, my lord.
However, you should have killed that pest Barnes in the club.
He claimed to be the Earth Ambassador for Honga, and he was speaking in our tongue.
And if it were not for your work in the raid, I would cut your head off now and give it to the Supreme Controller himself. You fool! Your cover was to be Phillians, not Hongans. Your people look exactly alike. That's why we chose you. Unlike Hongans, Phillians are trusted on Boldabar. You could have ruined everything.
I am sorry, my lord. We were celebrating the upcoming battle. Drink and merriment before battle is our custom.
Drink before anything is your custom. What of your leader?
Lieutenant Salam was unable to rendezvous with us. The IDF has him confined.
He is a loose end. He knows too much about our operations. He must be dealt with.
My lord, with so much security, how will we get to him?
Leave that to me. There is still one operative left on Boldabar. He will dispatch Lieutenant Salam for me.
Who is the mole left on Boldabar? Will Barnes find him in time? Will Horace's ruse really work on his daughter, Kelly? Find out more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Deep Cover.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.